Now we will talk about zinc. Zinc is an interesting element. Steel nails are dipped in zinc. This is called galvanization. It's interesting to note that steel will not rust once coated with zinc. The ability of zinc to stop oxidation makes it one of the most powerful antioxidants in the world. But no one has noticed. This means that zinc could help slow down the aging process. Zinc was used during the battlefield of the Civil War to stop infections. Zinc is put on roofs to stop moss and fungus growth. Zinc stops bacterial and viral replication. This means they cannot reproduce. This is why a person who has flu symptoms can consume zinc to get over the flu faster. Even though zinc does not kill pathogens upon contact, a person could use zinc to slow down or freeze a cold in its tracks, so it could not proceed with standard severity. Because zinc moves through all the fluids of the body, zinc can create a defense against infections that are trying to enter the body. For instance, if you had zinc in your spit, it could stop the bacterial replication in your mouth, which could in turn stop the bacteria from producing the acid that dissolves tooth enamel. Thus, you would have less cavities. If zinc is in your sweat, you might not have body odor because it's the bacteria that causes the body odor. Zinc deficiencies can result in numerous birth defects such as Down syndrome, cleft palate, spina bifida, club limbs, hiatal hernia, and umbilical hernias. Other conditions of zinc deficiencies are Alzheimer's, paranoia, diabetes, PMS, cavities, depression, infertility, herpes, acne, obesity, anemia, alcoholism, hypertension, thyroid disorders, urinary tract infection, loss of libido, hair loss, Crohn's disease, prostate cancer, and eye diseases. In one study, women who were given proper zinc supplements showed an increase of 20% in mental capacity over a 6-week period. Zinc has been proven to reduce the size of the prostate gland, helping to prevent prostate cancer. It's important for proper maintenance of the male reproductive system. Zinc has also been shown to be important for proper brain function and hormone production, which can improve libido. Silver is the next topic. It is different than zinc because it actually kills viruses in bacteria and also helps stop replication. But unlike zinc, silver does not reside in all the fluids that zinc calls home. For instance, silver is not found in your sweat. One can use zinc to put a bacterial or viral infection on hold while using silver to finish off the flu. Silver has been reported to kill every virus known to man. In fact, it has been shown to kill over 650 viruses. It has been reported that silver kills viruses due to the valence charge that surrounds the silver molecule. Silver only kills bacteria that are anaerobic or nitrogen breathing. The friendly bacteria in your digestive tract seem to be immune to silver because they have a different charge and are aerobic or oxygen breathing. Silver is also used to treat severe burn patients in hospitals. It is reported that having silver in the bloodstream increases the healing process of fractured bones, and small amounts of silver have been used to preserve foods. The human body has no immune system in certain places like your spinal fluids and many other organs. There was a woman who had a 10-year backache. She knew she had a problem in her spinal area because she was in constant pain. She tried everything, including doctors and chiropractors. She then tried every colloidal silver product on the market with no luck. Then she found a water-soluble silver, and within 2 hours of drinking 2 ounces at 100 parts per million, her back pain disappeared. It is believed she had an infection in her spinal fluids, and the silver reached it. Silver and zinc can stay in the blood and create a secondary immune system that can help prevent viral problems before they start. Wealthy people used to eat on silverware that was made from real silver. This provided for small amounts of silver in their diets. That was why they were referred to as the blue bloods. If you could drink a water-soluble silver, it would be totally clear in color. It would absorb and not build up. It might even reach the lymph system and other organs crossing the blood-brain barrier on its way to being discharged if the body desires. We have found water-soluble silver to be helpful in eliminating anthrax, tuberculosis, dermatitis, impetigo, staphylococci, athlete's foot, boils, diplococcus, influenza, shingles, streptococci, E. coli, colitis, diphtheria, pneumococci, cerebrospinal meningitis, dysentery, gonorrhea, ringworms, warts, and a whole host of others. Interestingly enough, because warts are caused by invading viruses, silver is very helpful in killing warts. An invading virus can mutate or change a sick or weakened cell from oxygen-breathing aerobic to a nitrogen-breathing anaerobic cell. We liken cancer to an internal wart because cancer cells are one of your cells that have mutated from aerobic to anaerobic and is growing out of control. Some of the conditions that cause cells to mutate are viruses, bacteria, parasites, toxins, and improper pH levels. In order to avoid cancer, you need viral and parasite control, proper pH levels, low pollution levels, and proper nutrition. Most people at one time or another have been inoculated with live cultures. These active viruses and their bacterial infections can hide in one of your major organs and/or spinal fluids with complete immunity from your immune system. Some organ problems can appear years later by these hiding hosts. The only way we know of reaching these impossible areas is with minerals that match the problem and are water-soluble for proper absorption.
Hi, my name is Roger Swadzinski. My family has experienced what I would call some amazing benefits from using the water-soluble silver. Our first experience with the product was using it to kill a wart on our daughter's foot. The wart was growing and beginning to bother her when walking. We had taken her to the doctor in an attempt to have it frozen off, which ended up to be painful for her and in the end ineffective at solving the problem. After doing some research, I discovered that warts are caused from a viral infection, and since silver is reported to kill viruses, it should kill the wart. After applying the silver to the wart with a Q-tip every morning and then covering the wart with a Band-Aid, within 1.5 weeks, the wart died and fell out. My daughter reported no discomfort or pain, unlike her earlier visit to the doctor's office months before. We quickly remedied a case of pink eye in her home as well using the silver. I tried it first in my own eye, as a good dad should, to make sure there was no pain. It was simply like putting a drop of water in my eye, no difference. It only took a day for the pink eye to vanish. The flu was also making its rounds in our area, and my 10-year-old got hit pretty hard with it for a couple of days. I advise everyone else in the family to begin drinking some of the silver to avoid a similar fate. Only my wife took me up on it, and within 2 days of one another, my other two daughters were running to the bathroom performing the same commode-hugging ritual their sister had done only days earlier. Neither my wife nor I contracted the bug. This all-natural germ killer really works. It's nice to know I can now kill the bad germs in my body, just like the antibiotics do, but without harming the good bacteria necessary to keep my body healthy and in proper balance. I would encourage anyone who likes to stay healthy to keep a bottle of this amazing product on hand. It's inexpensive and a tremendous problem solver for families with kids in school. Thanks.
My name is Sandy, and I'm from Long Lake, Minnesota. I started using and giving away the water-soluble zinc and silver. I have more success stories than there is time to talk about. For the last 4 years, my son got a sinus infection every winter that lasted all winter long. When he started his infection, I gave him water-soluble zinc, and the infection was gone in 3 days. He is on a very low dose every day, and it has not returned. My mother-in-law told me she had bronchitis and could not get rid of it. She had been on 4 different kinds of antibiotics and was just ready to give up. My mother-in-law is 76 years old and living alone on a farm, in otherwise great shape. I gave her the silver, and in 2 days, her bronchitis was gone. She also had badly burnt her mouth years ago, and it never healed completely, and the silver took care of that, too. My sister emailed me, and she said she couldn't believe she had gotten laryngitis again, and when she gets it, she is without a voice for at least 2 weeks. She was upset as her husband was working out of town, and she has her 3 young children to care for. She said she needed something fast, so I sent her the silver, and in 18 hours, she had her voice back. I had some major dental work done last week, and when I got home from the dentist, my mouth was swollen and sore. I took some silver and swished it around, and within an hour, the swelling was almost gone. Needless to say, we'd never be without it.
Now we are going to talk about copper. If the body does not acquire a sufficient amount of copper, hemoglobin production is decreased and copper deficiency anemia can result. Insufficient amounts can lead to an inefficient utilization of iron and protein, diarrhea, and stunted growth. Various enzyme functions as well require copper. An important note in today's world is that long-term use of oral contraceptives can upset the balance of copper in the body, causing high cholesterol levels. For the body to work properly, it must maintain the proper balance of zinc and copper, and imbalance can lead to thyroid problems. With all of its benefits, Probably the most noted benefit is the ability of water-soluble copper to kill all parasites and intestinal tract worms. There are thousands of different kinds of parasites. Most are microscopic. Others can grow up to 10 feet in length. Over 97% of the American people have microscopic parasites and do not know it. Parasites can lower the immune system by stealing the nutrition your body needs. Recognizing your affliction is not always easy, as symptoms can be subtle. Included are increased risk of cancer, weight gain, inability to taste foods, allergies, hay fever, asthma, acne, weight loss, high blood pressure, and mental conditions. Because microscopic parasites travel in the bloodstream and are passed from mother to baby, some families have had these hosts in their family tree for multiple generations. One person who had consumed 8 ounces of soluble copper started tasting her food again. A doctor called who was given 6 weeks to live because of an incurable parasite problem, and after drinking 1 8-ounce bottle of water-soluble copper, his parasites died instead of him. Copper is supposed to prevent gray hair, but if you're copper deficient, your hair might not turn back to its original color unless you have proper zinc with your copper. There has been a lot of talk about the Gulf War syndrome. This condition is caused in part by a parasite called Glishman's. This parasite causes birth defects and brain atrophy, or the shrinking of the brain, due to the fact that it is flesh-eating. The flesh-eating microscopic parasite can eat a cell, and thereafter, an arm or a leg may disappear on a fetal baby. One woman who did a lot of traveling to foreign lands had lost her hearing and had to wear hearing aids. After drinking an undetermined amount of water-soluble copper, the hookworms in her ear canal died, and her hearing came back. A water-soluble copper will kill all the worms and parasites in the human body. It can cross the blood-brain barrier and go everywhere on its parasitic-killing rampage while not being toxic to the human body, and at the same time, it can help restore the original color of your hair. Some of the things that copper has been reported to help alleviate are white hair, gray hair, brittle hair, sagging tissues, hernias, varicose veins, aneurysms, Kawasaki disease, Gulf War syndrome, anemia, hyperthyroidism, arthritis, ruptured vertical disc, liver cirrhosis, violent behavior, learning disabilities, cerebral palsy, high blood pressure, iron storage disease, and reduced glucose tolerance. Sometimes you will experience a healing crisis. For instance, if you have parasites and consume a water-soluble copper, a toxic condition might occur from the decaying parasites. At this point, your ammonia levels can climb and flu-like symptoms can develop. Don't panic. The negative symptoms are short-lived. Water-soluble silver, like the copper, can reach into an organ or spinal area that has a virus hiding in it since childhood inoculation, and again, you can develop flu-like symptoms as you flush out the problem. These minor inconveniences are short-lived, and you will survive them. Therefore, it is recommended killing your parasites and/or viruses over a 30-day period using smaller doses. Now I would like to talk about sulfur. It is the sulfur in bovine cartilage, also known as clindoric sulfate, which has been used to treat arthritis with great results. It is the sulfur in Lorenzo's oil, which repairs the myelin sheath and helps prevent conditions such as multiple sclerosis, palsy, and Parkinson's. Many forms of sulfur compounds are toxic, but sulfur in the correct form has no negative side effects and has no taste. A woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer was given 6 weeks to live by her doctor. She started taking hydrogen sulfate in opposition to her doctor's, and within 6 weeks, her cancer disappeared. Hydrogen sulfate is not sulfur. But even in this form, hydrogen sulfate was effective against cancer. This shows the potential even a man-made sulfur compound can have in the treatment of cancer. At this point, I need to caution you to avoid all man-made sulfur compounds because they have long-term negative side effects. Some manufacturers that produce compound sulfur supplements claim that their sulfur supplements are in the same form as the sulfur found in fresh fruits and vegetables, and they have the same effect on the body. This statement is concerning because fruits and vegetables are plant-based organic compounds that are digested through liver and enzyme function, while sulfur compound supplements can absorb into the upper stomach through osmosis, never reaching the lower stomach, skipping liver and enzyme function completely. Because synthetic compound sulfurs can absorb without digestion, entering the system in an unusable and unstable form, they can build up in your body and cause aching joints, extreme pain, and an overacidic condition. The complications can be immediate or sometimes delayed for up to 2 years. One example would be compound sulfurs that are put into the salads in restaurants as a preservative. People who eat these salads have been known to experience allergic reactions like asthma or extreme breathing difficulties. Again, sulfur in the correct form has no negative side effects, only positive gains, because the enzymes that your body create to break down sulfur compounds, whether natural or unnatural, are one of the hardest working enzymes. It is believed to be the first enzyme that fails when the body is poisoned or put out of balance. That is why any substance or poison that restricts enzyme function can have negative side effects on the body's ability to get sulfur from the foods we're eating. Therefore, if you don't have proper enzyme function, sulfur deficiency diseases can appear even though you have plant-based sulfur in your diet. If, for instance, you had Lorenzo's disease caused by a lack of sulfur, and you were to take Lorenzo's oil that had plant-based sulfur, you might not get any relief. But if someone made a sulfur that was not a compound and was not even plant or animal-based, it would skip digestion completely and provide the body with the correct elemental sulfur that can be used as a building block material to repair the myelin sheath. Natural sulfur is present in a variety of fruits, vegetables, and grains in small amounts and is destroyed with dehydration and heat. Sulfur is necessary for collagen synthesis and helps keep the skin, hair, and nails from becoming rigid. It also softens tissues, relieves stress, asthma, arthritis, inflammation, constipation. It detoxifies the body and increases blood circulation. It reduces muscle cramps and back pain, removes inflammation, and permits muscles to heal. It helps with mental calmness and the ability to concentrate. Water-soluble sulfur further scavenges free radicals, relieves allergies to food and pollens, helps the liver produce choline, and controls acidity in the stomach and ulcers. It alleviates hypersensitivity to drugs, increases the body's ability to produce insulin, and is important for carbohydrate metabolism. Many minerals depend upon each other or have interactive dependencies. This is why it is good to find a source of all needed minerals in the proper percentages. The four main elements that hold your cells together, making your skin look good without wrinkles, are sulfur, vitamin C, copper, and zinc. But before your body can use sulfur, it needs vitamin C. But before your body can absorb vitamin C, it must have copper, and your body cannot absorb copper unless it has zinc. Again, this shows how elements work together in a synergistic fashion. Now let's talk about gold. Gold has been reported to be a remedy for glandular problems. It was used prior to 1930 as a cancer remedy. It helps brain function, depression, despair, fear, frustration, drug and alcohol addiction, melancholy, sorrow, anguish, seasonal affective disorders, arthritis, burns, chills, circulatory problems, digestive disorders, heat flashes, night sweats, obesity, and puncture wounds. Gold also helps by providing deep sleep and extended dreaming. When we have dreams, we are in deep REM. This is when our bodies heal the fastest. As we get older, we sleep less and less, which can cause us to age faster and faster. At whatever age we are, we need quality REM sleep each night. The body reproduces itself in 7-year cycles, and because our DNA gets damaged from free radicals and poisons, you reproduce yourself every 7 years damaged or just not quite as good as you were. This is called aging. Because gold is a pure amalgam, that means it sticks to all elements, it is believed that elemental atoms of gold can be used by the body to repair DNA damage, thus slowing down the aging process. Because gland problems can accelerate the aging process and gold helps all glandular function, it is believed that this is another way that gold is helpful in slowing down the aging process. Activating your glands instead of taking glandular supplements is believed to be better for the body. These glandular supplements are, at best, a Band-Aid. Gold is also very good for calming children who are on drugs for hyperactive conditions. On a lighter note, water-soluble gold has been given to children who, after 1 year of consumption, appeared to have a much higher IQ and increased learning curve. I would like next to talk about platinum. Like gold, platinum has a history of being used for treating incurable cancers. But it is believed that platinum is much more effective than gold. Platinum is currently being used in Germany by doctors in the treatment of cancer, and they are having miraculous results. Platinum is also being used as a base in some chemotherapeutic treatments in conventional hospitals. There have been some accounts that in the early 1970s, platinum was used for dye and x-rays of women's breasts to determine the size and exact location of breast lumps before surgery. There was an interesting side effect to the platinum dye. The breast lumps were shrinking and even disappearing. Water-soluble platinum is also helpful in treating headaches, PMS, cold feet, circulatory problems, and conditions of oversensitivity. Platinum seems to create a general feeling of well-being and longevity. Platinum, like gold, causes deep sleep and vivid dreams in color. But unlike gold, platinum increases energy levels. Therefore, you could use gold and platinum to control your needs. If you don't have enough energy, take platinum. If you can't sleep, take gold. But again, as good as gold and platinum can be for the body, they can be an absolute poison if the particle sizes are above an angstrom in size. Next, I would like to talk about chromium. But first, I would like to touch upon plant and human enzyme function that has implications to millions of Americans with a condition called diabetes. Diabetes is a condition that affects millions of Americans each year with debilitating side effects such as blindness, kidney failure, cardiovascular disease, amputations, and shortened lifespan. Plants supplied with proper nutrition and proper sized particles create material using particle sizes that are small enough to be used as cellular building blocks in our human bodies. This is how nature sorts by size. When we digest this plant material containing particle sizes small enough to be used as cellular building blocks, our liver creates about 6,000 enzymes, all of which are custom-tailored to break down the food chains. After these food chains are broken down through proper digestion and enzyme action, we end up with building block material that is needed to repair, regenerate, and provide proper nutrition. It is these building block materials that allow our bodies to function and heal. If you are missing an enzyme that removes chrome from the natural plant-based food chains you are eating, you could have diabetes from lack of chrome while consuming chromium-laden foods. It is apparent you must have food that has nutritive elements and is usable by your enzyme digestive functions. If you don't have an enzyme to match the food you are eating, a food allergy or disease might appear. But what do you do if the standard enzyme function for chrome in your body is shut down due to heredity or toxic conditions? You might be a diabetic because of lack of chrome, as stated in many medical texts. But why do you have a lack of chrome? Is it from depleted soils, nitric fertilizers, or lack of enzyme? Is it possible that an unnatural or toxic chemical in your past diet impaired your enzyme functions? So how do we get chrome if we are missing the chrome enzyme function? If someone were to design a product and make it available that was just chrome, not attached to anything, that absorbed in the upper stomach, would it not skip digestion, skip the enzyme process, and provide the body with elemental building block material that might stop the progression of a deficiency disease such as diabetes? Both chromium and vanadium are very special minerals because they activate enzymes that are associated with the glucose tolerance factor. In 1957, a cure was found for diabetes in animals. It was published in Federation Proceedings, which is the official journal of the National Institute of Health. It was the August edition, 1957. The two trace minerals to help prevent and help cure were chromium and vanadium. Vanadium alone, according to the University of Vancouver, British Columbia Medical School, will replace insulin in most adult onset diabetes, which represents 85% of all diabetics. According to research, the replacement process generally occurs over a period of 6 to 8 months with a gradual reduction of insulin. Chromium deficiencies have been reported to create low blood sugar, prediabetes, diabetes, and hypoglycemia. One university study clearly showed an increase in the lifespan of laboratory animals by 33% when they were supplemented with chrome. Because it takes a chrome molecule to burn fat, and most people don't have any available chrome in their body, when they go on a diet, they get lightheaded and pass out. As I mentioned earlier, many people are currently taking chromium picolinate and vanadium picolinate. These are man-made compounds and do not break down into base elemental form found in nature when introduced into the body. Therefore, they have not been taking chrome or vanadium. Remember the 8 syndrome.
This is Peter. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I take all 6 of the essential water-soluble minerals. It's lowered my sugar levels. Used to be up in the 200-something. Now it's down around 130 sometimes. So it's good, and I'm going to keep on trying it. I hope to reduce 1 pill of glucophage at PM next week. It's lowered my blood pressure. The last time I checked it, it was 118 over 72. I mean, that's beautiful. And this is without walking, without really exercise. I should be out doing some walking. It's good.
Now I would like to talk about selenium. Selenium is an interesting element. When scientists in Arizona gave one group of men and women 200 micrograms of selenium daily for 7 years and gave another group dummy pills, they made an interesting discovery. The group who took the selenium supplements were 42% less likely to develop cancer than the group who took the placebo. Selenium is probably one of the most important antioxidants on the market. It works by binding with unstable molecules in your cells, preventing them from becoming damaged, and thus lessening the chances of getting cancer. Selenium seems to further improve immunity. A mild virus injected into mice on a selenium-low diet inflicted serious damage to their hearts. When the same virus was injected into mice on a high selenium diet, researchers reported that the animals didn't suffer any negative effects. It is apparent that selenium protects the cells from damage, even from some neurotoxins. Scientists in Brussels found that by taking 100 micrograms of selenium daily, it improved the immune system by 80%. They believe the body uses the trace mineral to produce glutathione peroxide. This enzyme is used by the immune system to detoxify fats, thereby increasing immunity. Residents of Norfolk, England are said to be among the longest living people in their country. People believe it is because the higher than normal concentrations of selenium in their soil and consequently in the food they eat. It appears that a shortage of selenium can cause the following conditions: anemia, age spots, liver spots, fatigue, muscular weakness, garrosis, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, multiple sclerosis, irregular heartbeat, liver cirrhosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, ALD, or Lorenzo's oil syndrome, infertility, low birth weight, high infant mortality, sudden infant death syndrome, cancer, AIDS, HIV, and sickle cell anemia. Selenium deficiency is one of the most costly mineral deficiencies, resulting in conditions affecting embryos, newborns, and toddlers to teens and adults. The biggest problem with getting enough selenium in your diet is that there's virtually none in the soils and people are starving for it. Most people who have taken selenium have immediately noticed tremendous increases in energy. Selenium further helps the body to get rid of toxins. In nature, all fats and oils, even butter, are in liquid form at body temperature. But when you hydrogenate vegetable oil and make a synthetic spread for your bread, you change the vegetable oil to a new compound, which is now a synthetic, man-made compound. This new fat will not melt at body temperature, and any oil that is not a liquid at body temperature is called a rancid fat, and rancid fats are free radicals. Selenium is the key element that handles the rancid fats and helps protect the body from free radicals. As you consume hydrogenated vegetable oil, your selenium levels will fall, and oxidation damage will increase, causing rapid aging, age spots, and increased cancer risk. Further, when you consume hydrogenated products, it appears the body will try to elevate the body temperature to allow the rancid fats to liquefy. Hydrogenated products can cause sleepless nights and a sweaty condition. People will throw off their covers as they overheat. Later in the night, they will get cold and start putting the covers back on. Selenium in the correct form, that is, natural, able to be absorbed in its elemental state as the body intended and desires, is under an angstrom in size, ionic, and water-soluble, has many benefits in protecting the body and bodily functions.
My name is Bob Carlisle. I'm from Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm 48 years old. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. My blood profile shows high titers and antibodies for Epstein-Barr, chlamydia pneumonia, Parvo-B19, and cat scratch fever. Antibiotics are not effective for me. With this profile, the Mass Department of Health is amazed I'm still alive. The water-soluble products like zinc, silver, and calcium have saved my life countless times, and I cannot emphasize enough that I would not be alive today if it weren't for them. Without them, I would be dead. Because of them, in spite of what I'm dealing with, I'm still able to have a quality of life that far surpasses any of my friends with CFS. These products truly are amazing and life-giving. I feel they will revolutionize the healthcare system, which is in a terrible mess. It is evident I have a very compromised immune system. In the meantime, I have a second immune system with these water-soluble zinc, calcium, and silver products. It is my pleasure to spread this information, knowing that it will save countless lives like it literally continues to keep me alive.
In closing, remember that proper nutrition for your body is not like taking antibiotics, something you do for 2 weeks and then stop. It's a lifelong daily commitment to achieve better health and a better lifestyle. So, go to your shelves and countertops and see what you've got. What exactly are the minerals you and your family are taking? Are they natural without man-made influence? Are they able to be absorbed in their elemental state as the body intended and desires? Are they under an angstrom in size, ionic and water-soluble? What is that tablet sitting next to your child's glass of orange juice in the morning doing, if anything at all? I hope these concepts have been informative and of help.